Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Okay, well, I got into some of this yesterday. I played the John Oliver audio. He goes after Barry Weiss, and he goes after Jamie Reid, the whistleblower from here in St. Louis, where her piece originally was in the FP, the Free Press. But here's what he said about the entire situation at WashU with Jamie.
They soon announced an investigation into the center, and it ultimately stopped treating minors, with Reid's claims even being used to help justify a statewide ban on gender-affirming care for them. So it did have real impact, which is what makes it so awkward. When Washington University conducted its own investigation, they found that allegations of substandard care causing adverse outcomes for patients at the center were unsubstantiated. And when other outlets reported the story out again and again, their findings did not match what the Free Press published. For instance, the St. Louis Post-Dispatch found dozens of former patients and parents at the clinic who told them their experiences sharply contradicted the examples supplied by Reid. NBC spent 2 months reaching out to nearly 40 people associated with the center and got the same result, with patients and parents saying the care they received was thorough and slow.
All right, so I'm not going to let him go on because we have Jamie on the line, and she's going to be much better at answering these questions. But those are the pot shots that, you know, John Oliver, who I've never thought is funny, was taking. Jamie Reid, who is the whistleblower from WashU, and she's now the executive director of LGB Courage Coalition, is with us. Hello, Jamie. I knew you had something to say about all this because you're back in the tweets and in the headlines a little bit. How are you this afternoon?
I'm doing great, Mark. So thank you so much for having me. That was actually the first time I heard the clip.
Oh, really?
I haven't watched it.
Okay.
No.
Yeah. Well, so he's making several cases. Now, he's trying to go after Barry here, you know, in a backhanded way. But he basically makes the case that everything that you said, by the way, was also said in the study of the Tavistock Clinic when it was shut down. And we have ample evidence from around not only the country but the world that what you said has been vindicated. He tried to say that you're making it all up and that all these investigations essentially cleared the clinic, Jamie.
So I still have not seen an actual investigation occur. Washington University never reached out to me. They never spoke to me once. They never asked me for any. They've never spoken to me.
Oh, my goodness.
They never asked me for evidence. Their, quote, investigation was done solely internally without even looking at or wanting any of the evidence that I had.
That's mind-boggling. I had no idea that that was the case. And then, you know, when he mentions the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, here's what I remember about the local coverage, and this happened at KMOV, too. They didn't go to, you know, like regular parents who may have a child that might be struggling with this. They went to the trans activists in the community, and those are the ones that they quoted in the pieces.
Absolutely. I counted up to 1,500 unique patients that came through the center when I worked there, and there have been roughly 30 cops that have spoken to primarily liberal journalists, and almost all of them were directly associated with the local activist group.
So let's go back a little bit to when you wrote the piece. And this was in 2023 at the end of the year. I think I started talking about it right when I got back from the holidays in January. And, you know, you kind of lay out some of your concerns about what was happening at the clinic. And one thing that always stood out to me, and I think that this is something else that's been discussed, is the mental health aspect of this. John Oliver seems to, like, put that aside. But you were very specific in describing some of the situations that you yourself encountered at this clinic with these young people that were looking for help, but in many cases were just very, very, you know, perhaps they were gay, or maybe they were mentally ill, maybe a combination of that. And that's what alerted you to some of the problems that were going on at the clinic.
Yeah. I mean, simply put, we were irreversibly changing children's bodies on the premise that it would make their mental health better, and it simply did not. patient after patient, mental health was getting worse. These were very disturbed kids who really, truly did need care, and instead they were given puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones. And John Oliver, you know, I don't think it was funny. I don't think the piece, I don't think the way he's treating this issue is funny at all. I don't think this is a comedy skit. But even if he wanted to talk about maybe there were some families that said this was the right thing for them, that does not discount the huge number of patients who are now detransitioning, who do know that they have been harmed, and their parents who have come to me and said the exact same thing.
So, you know, one of the things that I kind of have the piece pulled up right now, you had, there was a variety of issues when it came to, you know, the comorbidities of mental health, depression, anxiety, ADHD, eating disorders, obesity. You had people that were diagnosed with autism or autism-like symptoms, things along those lines that really were not, you know, the gut check wasn't, okay, well, let's look at these aspects of the entire mental health and physical health. But instead, the default was hop them up on puberty blockers.
Absolutely. And oftentimes hop them up on these quick interventions after a single visit with an endocrinologist. And that simply was not the way evidence-based medicine, even if you thought that there is something called a trans kid, we weren't even following what protocol was currently laid out in the right way. Now we know from the international evidence that's poured out is that the concept itself is also not evidence-based. But even if you still believed that, we were not even following those protocols.
Some of this gets, you know, I remember this from the original piece. You were talking about, is the medicine called
bicalutamide?
Yeah. Explain what that did. And some of the, because I remember you shared some emails where people were concerned about that particular treatment in you know, specifically.
Yes, I would have loved if John Oliver would have demonstrated to the public the single protocol that advises the use of bicalutamide in anyone, because it doesn't exist. Because this is a drug that was created and used to treat prostate cancers, and it is used to treat cancers where testosterone, in particular, is essentially feeding the cancer. Never been tested in kids for use in what we are doing. Known liver toxicity, and the adult center at Washington University through BJC was not willing to use this drug in adults, yet we were using it in kids.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Well, that in and of itself should be a red flag. The one that I've always used as an example, and I've always paraphrased it, but I have the piece that, you know, is pulled up in front of me right now. You talked about one kid that comes in the summer of 2022. He's 17 years old, and he was in a lockdown facility. He was sexually abusing dogs. He had a terrible childhood. His mother's a drug addict. His father's in prison. You know, really, really rough things. But he's sexually abusing dogs and indicates that when he gets out, he wants to do that again. Now, it's determined that he's got sexual gender identity issues because he's having sex with dogs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He declared that he was a transgender woman and wanted to be treated as a woman. And those were the cases where I could not believe we were even contemplating this in children. These were children who were needing much higher level of care than a visit with an endocrinologist that ended up with cross-sex hormones. And And frankly, there was no protocol designed to treat kids like that, even within what the standards of care were at that time. So it's just so outside of practice. These are ethically, like, so outside of practice. And yet we were just doing whatever we wanted.
You started that piece by saying, by the way, I think I misidentified. The original piece was in February of 2023, and I think there was a follow-up that was at the end of that year. But that's when I started talking about it, in, you know, the winter, spring of 2023. But you said, I'm a 42-year-old St. Louis native, a queer woman, and politically to the left of Bernie Sanders. You said, I think, in one of the X tweets, you no longer identify as a queer woman, correct? Explain that.
Correct. So that word has basically been completely, well, originally it was a slur. People claim that we had reclaimed it. It doesn't describe gay people anymore. We've basically seen a complete divorce from gays and lesbians, from trans queer identities, because we know that this is an ideology that really is about destroying things. And for most just normal gays and lesbians, we would just like to go to work, take care of our kids, go to church, have our family, have a barbecue, you know, live our lives. And the trans queer kind of identity movement is demanding so many other things. It's demanding access to girls' sports and putting men in women's prisons and just really eroding all of the other things about our society. And most normal gays and lesbians are not going along with that
anymore.
I've
made that case. The older gays and lesbians in particular, my best friend on the planet is gay. He's got a partner who's younger. They both feel the same way. And, you know, you have to kind of maybe stay quiet a little bit. But I've made the case, and this was explained to me from my friend. So if it's a gay man and you have a woman who decides to be a man, if as a gay man you're not attracted to that trans person, well, then you're transphobic.
You cannot have same-sex attraction if you don't acknowledge the biological reality of sex. It's destroying the gay and lesbian community.
That kind of sums it up right there. And then how is your part? One of the other aspects of this story in the last couple of years, your partner is detransitioning, right, still?
Yep.
And how is that going, that process? Because I can't imagine that's easy.
She's doing really well because she is being intentional. She's getting great mental health care. And she's come to, you know, reality and recognizing the reality of her sex. And so she's doing, I'm really proud of her. She's doing a great job.
That is great to hear. Yeah. What would you say about Barry? And, you know, I don't know how this landed in the Free Press. I'm glad that it did, because certainly the New York Times and some of these other publications, even the Post, probably would have printed that. But how did that come about?
My attorneys and Barry Weiss has always been willing to take a risk and discuss the issues that the American public really needs to be talking about. And in addition, Barry's a lesbian.
Right.
And it's not something that she pushes out there, you know, every day of her working life, but she does have her ear to the ground and she's willing to look at issues and dig for some of the hard truth, even if it goes against, you know, what the cultural cool thing to do is at the time. So I really applaud her willingness to take a risk on running that piece. And I hope that she knows 2.5 years later, I've stood by everything in that piece, and that she took a risk and it was really worth it, because in the end, I think
we've
done really great work.
You made a difference.
Absolutely.
That piece made a difference, and being in the Free Press made a difference. Absolutely. Jamie, I'm so glad you jumped on here with me. Good luck. I didn't know you had not heard the audio, but John just made a fool out of himself. There's no need for you to go back and listen to the rest of it. But thank you for standing up for all this.
All right. Have a great day.
Yeah, thank you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.